In the name of Lord Jesus, I speak.
奉主圣名在这里证道。
First and foremost, I thank God, yeah, for assembling us on this blessed day, to worship Him.
首先呢，要感谢神赐给我们这个蒙神祝福的日子，来这里聚集敬拜他。
Being able to gather here on the Sabbath is indeed the wonderful grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
能够在安息日在神的圣所聚集，的确是神的这个赐给我们的福气。
Because we know that we are able to put aside our work, and by the grace of God, we are able to enter into the rest of the Lord.
那按照神的这个恩典，能够我们抛下世上的一切，在这个日子能够到他面前来。
Today I'm going to share with you a passage from the Gospel of Luke.
那今天想要和各位分享在路加福音中的一段经节。
That is Jesus came to his own hometown, Nazareth.
就是耶稣回到他的故乡拿撒路。
We turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 4.
我们请翻开路加福音书第四章。
We read verse 16.
十六节。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 4, verse 16.
路加福音书四章十六节。
Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, Galilee, and news of him went through all the surrounding region.
十六节，耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照他。十四节，对不起。
Verse 14.
十四节，耶稣满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利，他的名声就传遍了四方。
Here we are told that he was filled with the power before he returned to Nazareth.
在他回到他的故乡之前，这里记载耶稣满有圣灵的能力。
Because he overcame temptations.
因为他胜过了各样的试探。
We find that Satan was not able to defeat him.
那我们发现魔鬼呢不能够胜过他。
So when he came to Nazareth on the Sabbath, he began to read a passage from the book of Isaiah.
因此呢，当他回到拿撒路到会堂里面，就读了这个以赛亚书。
And this passage actually is about himself.
这段经节呢，其实讲的就是他自己。
And to talk about how Christ would come, for example, to heal the brokenhearted.
就谈到了耶稣如何来到世上，医治那心灵破碎的人。
To set those who are under captivity free.
让那些被掳的得到释放。
To help those who are blind to recover their sight.
让瞎眼的得以看见。
So we find that this message pleased the listeners a lot.
那我们发现这段经节呢，就是来赞美神。
Pleased the listeners. This message pleased the listeners.
对于听见的人呢，他们就非常的欢喜。
We can read verse 22.
那我们看第二十二节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 4 verse 22.
路加福音书四章二十二节。
So all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth, and they said, "Is this not Joseph's son?"
二十二节说，众人都称赞他，并稀奇他口中所出的恩言，又说，这不是约瑟的儿子吗？
The conclusion from the multitude is that the word of Jesus were gracious.
这众人。他们的结论是，他口中所出的话是恩言。
Because Jesus has come and he is going to, you know, to help the people.
那耶稣来到世上是要来帮助世上的人。
You know, sometimes we listen to the message of the Lord.
那当我们听耶稣的言语的时候
，we can be touched by the message.
那我们会被他所讲的话深深的感动。
But when you read the same chapter,
如果我们读同样的这段经节
，because Jesus knew the hearts of men,
耶稣明白每一个人的心
，he knew what was in the minds of the people.
那他知道人的心灵深处想的是什么。
So from verse 23 onwards, all the way to verse 27, Jesus exposed the dark side of their character.
那23到27节呢，就谈到了耶稣将人心中黑暗的那一面呢，将它给显现出来。
And Jesus did not want to perform miracles in his own hometown.
那耶稣在他的家乡，他并不想来行神迹。
Because they did not really believe in Christ.
因为他们并不真正的相信耶稣。
Now I want you to read verse 28.
那我们读到28节的时候。
Chapter 4, verse 28.
第四章的二十八节。
So all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath.
二十八节，会堂里的人听见这话，都怒气满胸。
Just not long ago, when they first heard what Jesus said, they were filled with joy.
在不久之前，当他们听见耶稣在会堂讲的话的时候，心中充满喜乐。
But here we find that there is a complete change of character.
但是在这里我们可以发现他们的想法完全的改变了。
Here they were filled with wrath.
那这里呢说到他们心中充满的怨气。
There was so much angry that they even intended to get rid of Jesus Christ.
他们心中的怒气满胸满箱，甚至呢想要将耶稣给除去。
How is it that their mood could swing from one extreme to another?
他们的心境为何有如此大的转变，从这一边转到另外一边？
Now you find that they could not accept the reprimands from Christ.
那我们知道他们没法接受耶稣所说的这些话。
In fact, what Jesus said was true.
实际上耶稣所说的话是真实的。
If they have accepted what Christ said, they could have changed themselves for the better.
那如果他们能够听从耶稣所说的话，他们就会变得更好的人。
Because they could really change themselves and follow the ways of Christ.
因为他们能够改变自己，能够跟随耶稣的道理来行。
I think sometimes we need to think about our state of mind as well, as far as listening to the word of God is concerned.
就我们听耶稣的话的时候呢，我们要来想想我们的心态到底是什么。
So when we gather together in the church,
当我们在会堂里聚会的时候，
With what attitude we come to the church to listen to the word of God?
那我们是带着什么样的态度来到会堂里聆听神的话语呢？
We like to listen to messages that perhaps appeals to our senses.
那或许我们想要听的是让我们能够得到高兴的这些话语，些感性的这些道理。
But we know that the message of God are for our souls.
那我们知道神的话语是对我们的灵魂来说的。
When you read, for example, 1 Timothy.
那我们看提摩太前书。
Sorry, 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
We can look at the functions of the scriptures, that is the word of God.
那我们看到这里所谈的就是神的话，它的功能在哪里。
We read verse 16.
看第十六节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
提摩太后书三章十六节。
All scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for corrections, for instruction in righteousness.
十六节说，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
Here we find that the main purpose of the word of God is to correct.
那我们知道神他的话语的真正的目的是来矫正我们。
We know that as human beings, we always make mistakes in life.
我们带着肉身的人常常会犯的很多的错误。
That's why we need correction, constant corrections from God and from His Word.
所以我们常常需要由神来的这个指教，让我们能够归正。
So each time when we assemble together in the church,
那每一次我们在会堂里聚会的时候，
it is always a good opportunity for us to be corrected by God, by His Word.
总是让我们有机会借着神的话语来 让我们变得更好。
That's why when we are here in the church, we need to get ourselves prepared.
因此呢，来到会堂的时候呢，我们心中必须要先预备好。
There must be this sense of willingness to accept the word of God.
必须有一颗愿意受教来接受神道理的心。
Only in this way we find that our assembling together can be beneficial to us.
那这样子做的话，我们大家在这里一起聚集，对我们就有益处。
Otherwise, yeah, week in, week out, we find that we are not spiritually encouraged.
不然的话，进进出出当中，我们并没有发现在灵性上得到任何的造就。
So we must learn to prepare our hearts each time when we gather together in the church.
因此在会堂里每次聚会的时候呢，我们心理上必须先要预备好。
You know, sometimes we can be angered by some of the messages.
那有时候听到某些信息，我们心中会很愤怒。
You know, we are not happy about what is being said.
有时候对于所听见的，我们并不是很喜悦。
Now, forget about the speaker for the time being. Let's look at ourselves.
我们暂且不谈是谁说的这些话，我们先看看自己。
When we are angry,
当我们在愤怒的时候
or when we are not pleased with the message,
那当我们对于所听到道理觉得这个不顺耳的时候
we need to look into ourselves.
那首先必须要做的是看看我们自己。
Has the speaker spoken anything wrong?
那想想这个讲台上正道的人他所说的话是错的吗？
If he uses the scriptures to teach,
如果他是用圣经上的经节来训勉我们。
Then why is it that we become angry?
那为什么我们听见之后心中还会愤怒呢？
It goes to show that we are not prepared when we come to listen to God's word.
这就告诉我们，当我们来到会堂听神的话的时候，我们心里并没有预备好。
That's why, you know, humility is required in coming to the presence of God.
因此来到神面前，我们心中必须要先谦卑。
Now we come back to chapter 4.
那我们再看回路加福音书第四章。
Here Jesus quoted two examples.
在这里耶稣引用的两个例子。
Examples are from the Old Testament scriptures.
是从旧约圣经中所引用的两个例子。
I think these two examples are very familiar to all of us here.
相信对于我们来说，这两个例子都是非常熟悉的。
Now we look at verse 25.
我们先看第二十五节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 4, verse 25.
路加福音书四章二十五节。
But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land.
二十五节，我对你们说实话。当以利亚的时候，天闭塞了3年6个月，遍地有大饥荒。那时以色列中有许多寡妇。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
But to none of them was Elijah sent except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow.
二十六节，以利亚并没有奉差往他们一个人那里去。只奉差往西顿的撒勒法一个寡妇那里去。
The background of this story can be found in 1 Kings chapter 17.
这段的记载可以在列王记上17章里面找得到。
We know that at that time Elijah was sent by God to come out to proclaim a famine against the nation of Israel.
那以赛亚奉神的差遣说这个将有大饥荒来到。
We can turn to 1 Kings chapter 17.
我们翻开列王记上第十七章。
We read verse 1.
第一节。
1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1.
列王记上十七章第一节。
And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year except at my word.
十七章第一节，基列寄居的提比斯比人以利亚对亚哈说，我指着所侍奉永生主以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露，不下雨。
So immediately after the proclamation, God sent Elijah away.
就在以利亚先知宣读了这段话之后，神就差派他离开了。
And to ask him to hide by the brook of Cherith.
就要他在基利西旁在那里躲藏。
And to be fed by ravens.
在那里呢，乌鸦要来供养他。
After that, the Lord asked him to go to meet a widow in Sidon.
在此之后呢，要派又差他往西顿的这个寡妇那里去。
We can look at chapter 17, verse 9.
请看第十七章的第九节。
First Kings chapter 17, verse 9.
列王记上十七章第九节。
Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you.
第九节，你起身往西顿的撒勒法去，住在那里，我已吩咐那里的一个寡妇供养你。
We find that to go to Sidon was the command of the Lord to Elijah.
往西顿去是神给以利亚的吩咐。
Now, according to Jesus in the Gospel of Luke chapter 4,
根据耶稣在路加福音第四章里所说的，
Jesus said that in the days of Elijah, there were many widows in Israel as well.
他说呢，在以利亚的时候，以色列中有许多的寡妇。
How is it that Elijah was not sent to one of the widows in Israel?
为什么这个以赛亚没有被差遣到以色列这么多寡妇当中的一位那里去？
Instead, he was sent to a Gentile woman.
而被差派到那外邦的女子家中去。
We find that when Elijah went there,
当我们发现以赛亚到那里去的时候，以利亚，
he sustained the life of the woman and his and her son.
那他让这个寡妇和他的儿子呢，继续的能够活下去。
Because he performed a miracle.
因为在那里他行了神迹。
Whereby we find that the flour and oil will never run dry.
那使他们的面和油呢都不减少。
We know that in time of famine, many people could die.
在饥荒的时候，很多人都可能死去。
Without exception, the widows in Israel also could die.
那没有那个例外，在以色列中许多的寡妇，他们也可能因饥荒而死。
How is it that God went to send Elijah to go to a Gentile woman instead?
那为何呢？这个神要差派以利亚往那外邦的寡妇那里去呢？
You know that according to 1 Kings chapter 17,
那根据列王记上十七章的记载，
later on this widow's son died.
那后来呢，这个寡妇的儿子死了。
At that time Elijah was around.
在那个时候以利亚就在他们身边。
So Elijah raised the son back to life.
就将这个死去的孩子让他从死里复活。
It's like we find that the blessing of God was given to Gentiles and not his own people.
那我们这里发现神的恩典是给了这外邦的寡妇，而不是给了以色列的寡妇。
The life of the widow, the Sidonian widow and her son was sustained by Elijah.
因着以利亚的缘故，这西顿的寡妇和他的儿子都能够得以存活。
Now, if you look at the story again,
那我们如果再把这故事再看一遍，
we find that because of the sin of the people that God has decided to depart from them.
我们就可以发现是因为那时候百姓的罪，因此神就离开他们。
So Jesus was using that as a warning, to the people in his time.
那耶稣就用这个比喻当作警告给那当时代的人。
Why he did not perform miracles, you know, in his own hometown?
为什么在他的家乡他没有行神迹呢？
Because the people actually did not really believe in him.
因为他家乡的人并不相信他。
Now if we look at the church today,
那如果我们看看今日的教会，
we know that the church is the house of the Lord.
那我们知道教会就是神的家。
It's the place where God dwells.
是神所居住的地方。
By right, the blessing of God should be showered to all of us here today.
照理说神的恩典应该是充充满满的降在这里才对。
Because we are God's children.
因为我们是神的儿女。
We have been redeemed by him.
那我们是被他所赎的。
It's like we are the rightful heirs of the kingdom of God.
那我们是名正言顺神国的继承人。
Sometimes we find that this blessing is not given to us.
但是我们发现有时候神的祝福并没有给我们。
It's like the blessing that we have received previously has been lost.
那我们在以前所蒙受的恩典如今失去了。
For example, when we first came to believe in God, our hearts were filled with joy.
比如说当我们来信主的时候我们心中充满了喜乐。
We could find that this enthusiasm to serve the Lord when we first came to believe.
那我们可以发现在刚信主的时候对侍奉神呢我们大有热心。
But you know, as time goes by, you know, this enthusiasm and this joy begins to vanish.
但是时间过去了，我们的热忱以及喜乐也渐渐的失去了。
Why is it so?
为什么会这样子呢？
Maybe we have not sinned against God.
或许我们并没有犯罪得罪神。
Probably our heart has wandered away from the Lord.
或许我们的心已经远离了神。
We no longer focus on God and the matters of God.
那我们对于神的事神的话不再当作是最重要的事了。
That's why we find that the blessing of God flows past us.
那因此我们就发现神的祝福呢就从我们身边溜过了。
This is a very sad scenario.
这是一个非常悲惨的事情。
We are the children of God and yet we are not given God's blessing.
我们是神的儿女但是呢神却没有把他的恩典祝福给我们。
According to Paul, in Christ Jesus, we have been given all the blessings from heaven.
根据保罗他所说的，作为神的儿女，神将天上所有的恩典都赐给我们。
One of the blessings is the blessing of election, God's calling.
其中一个恩典就是神的拣选以及神的呼召。
Maybe now we even start to doubt, you know, the calling of God.
或许我们心中开始怀疑。神的呼召是什么？
For example, we may even doubt, is this the church of God?
或许我们心中开始怀疑，这难道是神的教会吗？
So we must come back, return to the Lord.
因此我们要归回到神那里去。
Only then we can receive his blessing once again.
只有这样子做，我们才能够再次得到神的祝福。
Let's look at the second example.
那我们再看看第二个例子。
Read verse 27, Luke chapter 4, verse 27.
请看路加福音书四章二十七节。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 4, verse 27.
路加福音书四章二十七节。
And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha, the prophet, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian.
二十七节，先知以利沙的时候，以色列中有许多长大麻风的。但内中除了叙利亚国的乃曼，没有一个得洁净的。
This story is recorded in 2 Kings, chapter 5.
这是记在列王记下第五章。
I think the essence is similar to the first example given by Jesus.
那这个讯息呢，跟耶稣所讲的第一个例子，它是很相似的。
That is, how is it that God has not cleansed any leper in Israel at that time except this Syrian Naaman.
为何神没有医治当时以色列国中许多长大麻风的，反而他去医治了叙利亚国的乃曼？
We turn to 2 Kings chapter 5.
我们请翻开列王记下第五章。
2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下第五章。
We know that Naaman was the commander of the army of the king of Syria at that time.
我们知道这个乃曼呢是当时亚兰国的元帅。
It seems that God was with him.
看起来神与他同在。
Like in verse 1, the second part of verse 1, it says, By him the Lord has given victory to Syria.
第一节记载神使他呢以及亚兰人都得胜。
And then he could even conquer Israel. to defeat, he was able to defeat Israel as well.
甚至能够打败以色列国。
In verse 2, he says, he brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel.
第二节记载呢，他从以色列国中掳了一个小女子带回来。
But very sadly, Naaman was a leper.
非常不幸的，哪一曼呢，他得了大麻风。
So through this girl from Israel, she told the wife of Naaman,that in Israel there was a prophet, Elijah, who was able to perform miracles.
那这个小女子呢，就告诉她的祖母啊，说在她国中以色列呢，有一个先知名叫做以利沙。
And then this wife told Naaman, and Naaman reported to the king of Syria.
这个以利沙太太将这件事告诉她，以利沙听了之后呢。就将这个消息报告了这个亚兰王。
Naaman reported.
这乃曼就报告给这个王知道这件事。
So the king of Syria wrote a letter to the king of Israel.
那亚兰王呢，于是就写了一封信给以色列王。
And asked that this captain to be healed of his leprosy.
就要求呢。让他的这个元帅能够使他的这个大麻风得到医治。
And at that time, Elijah came to know about it.
那以利沙知道这件事。
So when Naaman came to him,
当乃曼到他那里去的时候
we find that Elijah did not even want to see him.
那我们发现呢，以利沙甚至不愿意去见这个乃曼。
So he said to Naaman,Go and dip yourself seven times in this river Jordan.
那他只告诉这个乃曼说呢，你只要到约旦河在那里洗七次。
Initially, Naaman was furious.
开始的时候呢，乃曼听到这句话，心中很愤怒。
Because he felt that it's like he was humiliated.
他感觉呢，他是被羞辱了。
Because back in Syria, there were better rivers.
他想在他的国中亚兰国有更好的河。
But later on, we find that his subordinate encouraged him to listen to the words of the prophets.
但是呢，接着我们发现他的属下呢，说服他呢要听先知所说的话。
So he dipped himself seven times in River Jordan.
因此呢，他就在约旦河里沐浴了七回。
And he was cured completely. He was cleansed of his leprosy.
这样子做之后，他的这个麻风病就得到洁净，完全医治了。
There are a few points here that we can learn.
在这里我们可以学习到几点。
Let's look at this small girl first.
那首先我们看看这个小女子。
We know that her name was not mentioned.
圣经并没有提到这个小女子的名字是什么。
She was a captive.
她只是一个被掳的人。
We find that she has done a great job.
那她做了很伟大的事。
God made use of someone unknown to accomplish something very great.
神或许会用一个名不见经传的人来行一件很伟大的事。
God did not use, the priest at that time to accomplish his task.
在当时神并没有用他的祭司来完成这件事。
What can we learn from here?
从这里我们学习到什么？
Sometimes in the church, we see that God made use of unknown, the unknown, to bring people in to the Lord.
那我们发现有时候在教会呢，神用那些不是很有名的人呢，来带领人来归主。
I always curious how people truth seekers would come to the church.
那有时候对于这个慕道者如何来到教会这件事，我心中很好奇。
My observation is that many of the truth seekers who come to the church.Are through members who are not speakers, who are not full-time workers.
那我的观察是，这个慕道者常常不是经由这个讲道的人或是传道人带来的。
Not through this board members.
那也不是由这个职务会的成员所带来的。
They come to the church through some very lowly and unknown members of the church.
常常是由教会里那些非常谦卑的人所带来教会的。
So I think this is something that we can think about seriously.
那这也是我们值得去深思的地方。
I always question myself.
那我也常常问我自己。
I'm a full-time worker. I should bring people to the Lord.
那我是一个全职的传道人，我应当要带人来信主才对。
How many people have I brought to the Lord?
但是我带了多少人来信主呢？
Sometimes I feel ashamed of myself.
有时候想到这里，我心中就非常的羞愧。
Because you know.Our brothers and sisters who are not full-time, they are able to bring many people to the church.
那想想那些不是传道人的弟兄姐妹们，都可以带好多人来信主。
You know, sometimes, yeah, truth seekers come to believe in the faith not through us, but through a miraculous way that God has prepared.
神有时候借着他所行的这些奇事呢，来让人来接信主，不是借着我们。
Let me tell you a testimony. Share with you a testimony.
我来和各位分享一个见证。
There is a church in Liberia.
这是在利比亚的一间教会。
The establishment of this church was quite miraculous.
这间教会的建立呢，其实它就是个神迹。
We know that Liberia is a war-torn country.
这个利比亚呢是一个充满战乱的一个国家。
You know, after the war,
在内战之后。
You know, there was a person who came to our church.
有一个人来到我们教会。
Saying to, you know, some of the workers there that, you know, in a certain place, you know, there was a group of people who would like to listen to the gospel.
告诉教会人说，在某处有一群人呢，他们想要来听神的话。
You know, so the workers of our church have decided to send two of them to go to that place.
那时候我们的教会呢，就差派两个人跟这个人到那里去。
Little did they realize that this person actually was a con man, was a cheat.
后来我们发现这个人呢，他是个骗子。
You know, after the war, the church actually did not have much money.
在这个战乱之后，教会本身是没有多少钱的。
So for some reason, this con man was able to, you know, take the money, the return fare of these two workers.
那这个人呢，竟然拿了钱。
他们的回程的钱。
拿了他们回程的钱。
And then he disappeared.
然后呢，他就不见了。
So you know, these two workers remained there and started preaching.
那这个两个工人呢？没有回来的钱的，只好就留在那里，在那里传福音。
Thank God, yeah, you know, the village, the people there, believed in the gospel.
感谢神，那村庄的人听了这福音呢，就相信了。
But they have to walk about 8 hours, you know, back.
但是这两个人必须徒步行了8小时才回到教会。
But thank God, this is how the church was established. More than 40 of them were baptized.
感谢神，这间教会就是如此建立的，有40个人受洗。
God could make use of a con man to preach his gospel.
神甚至用了这个骗子呢，来帮助我们传福音。
So we must understand that we have been given this commission.
我们必须要明白，我们都被授予这个使命。
If God is not using us today,
如果今日神不用我们，
no one has come to the church through us,
没有一个人借着我们来到这教会，
then we need to examine ourselves very carefully.
那我们必须要很仔细的来省察自己。
How is it that the church as a whole, cannot reach out to many people?
那为什么我们整体教会的力量没有办法将这福音传出去。
Now the second point about this incident.
那这个例子的第二个可以学习的地方。
If you look at Naaman,
如果我们看看这乃曼。
He was able to humble himself before God.
在神面前他能够谦卑自己。
He was able to humble himself before Elijah.
他能够在先知以利沙面前谦卑。
I want you to turn back to 2 Kings chapter 5.
那我们再翻回《列王记下》第五章。
Second Kings chapter 5.
列王记下第五章。
We read the verse 15.
我们请读第十五节。
Second Kings chapter 5, verse 15.
列王记下五章十五节。
And he returned to the man of God, he and all his aid, and came and stood before him, and he said, Indeed, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now therefore, Please take a gift from your servant.
十五节，乃曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说，如今我知道除了以色列之外普天下没有神，现在求你收点仆人的礼物。
He declared the Lord of Israel.
他这个宣扬了以色列的神。
Saying that he is the only God.
说这个以色列的神是唯一的神。
He witnessed for himself the mighty power of the Lord.
因为他亲眼目睹这以色列神他所彰显的大能。
We know that initially he was angry when he was asked to go to River Jordan to dip himself seven times.
当开始他听到他要到约旦河沐浴七次的时候，他心中非常的愤怒。
But upon hearing what his servant said, he was willing to humble himself, change his mind.
听了他仆人所说的话呢，他愿意接受，并且改变了他的心意。
That is like a kind of humiliation to him.
对他来说，他所表现的就是一种谦卑。
Because he is a conqueror of Israel.
他是战胜那以色列的人。
Now he has to humble himself to listen to the voice of a prophet from Israel.
现在他却必须要在以色列的先知面前能够谦卑自己。
That's why his sickness, his leprosy was cured.
因为这样子做，因此他的大麻风就得到医治。
In comparison, we find that the people of God refused to listen to the voice of the prophets.
和他比较，我们发现以色列人竟然拒绝去听神的话语。
And they continue to worship idols.
他们继续的敬拜偶像。
No wonder the grace of the Lord was not given to them.
难怪神的恩典不施与他们。
So again, if you look at this Naaman,
那我们再看看这个乃曼。
We find that his illness was cured.
那我们发现他的病得到医治。
You know, and the people of God, they were not cured.
那神的百姓他们的病却没有得到医治。
Because according to Jesus, at that time, there were many lepers.
也根据耶稣所说的，在当时有许多人在以色列国中都有大麻风。
You know, sometimes we find that we are full of spiritual illnesses as well.
有时候我们发现在属灵上我们蛮有很多的这个疾病。
You just find that it's like God is not healing us.
感觉上好像神并没有在医治我们。
For example, we talk about pride, jealousy, contention.
那我们如果感，比如说我们的这个争吵，我们的这个自傲。
All these are illnesses, in a spiritual sense.
在属灵上来说呢，这些都是疾病。
How is it that we have been ill for so long and yet our illnesses are not healed?
那为何我们得到这种属灵的疾病这么久却没有得到医治呢？
Seriously, sometimes when we look at the newly baptized,
如果我们很仔细的看那些刚受洗的人，
before their conversion, they were full of spiritual illnesses.
在他们信主之前，在属灵上他们有许多的疾病。
But after their conversion,
但是在他们信主之后，
they were transformed altogether.
他们变成了一个新人。
They become very humble.
他们变得非常的谦卑。
Very loving towards one another.
能够彼此的相爱。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they are willing to humble themselves before God.
因为在神面前，他们愿意谦卑下来。
Sometimes we find that we don't have this humility.
那有时候我们发现我们缺少的这种。谦卑。
We cannot bring ourselves to confess before God that, look, this is my problem.
我们不能够在神面前来坦诚，这就是我的问题。
That's why we find that all these blessings are not given to us.
因此我们就发现这许多的福气呢都没有临到我们身上。
We remain very sick and ill at times.
那我们仍然是个带着疾病的人。
That's why spiritually speaking, sometimes we are very feeble.
在属灵上来说，我们是非常的脆弱的。
That's why we need to ask God for help.
因此，我们要求助于神。
But on our part, we must also be willing to come before God.
那我们自己能做的，就是要愿意的来到神面前。
So that all these illnesses can be cured.
因此，这许多的疾病就能够得医治了。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们唱赞美诗。
354
三百五十四首。